Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on a minute here. He just said Graham back in.
Yeah, Henry Wink was on the phone. He called to talk to you, Johnny.
Henry did?
Yeah.
Mr. Winkler, how are you?
Well, I'm unbelievably good.
What do I owe this honor?
Well, you know, I have called you now, left you messages because we're going to be in Kansas City.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you not get the message back? I couldn't understand the number, the last four numbers.
That's why I'm calling you back, but I'm certainly not going to give you the number on the air.
Of course not. No. But I was worried that you thought I was rude. That's why I told Jake. Jake, you got to let him know.
You don't have to worry. I did think you were rude. you can put that to rest. No, but here it is, John.
Yes, sir.
Friday night, then you have to pick the best food.
If you give me a style, I will tell you the ones I would choose.
Anything, but I can't eat Mexican because then I can't be in the same room with anybody.
I understand. It's off the menu, but we will find a credible. I can't wait. And you left a message that you were at dinner with you and Mr. Shatner?
Well, I hope so.
Well, listen, you and I, that's all I really care about.
I have to get permission from Bill to have you to dinner.
Right.
So
yeah, no kidding.
You might have to sit at the table next to us.
That's fine.
But every once in a while, we will turn and include you.
I'm so excited about
it. Is that okay?
That is wonderful, my friend. Are you kidding me? I can't wait.
With that?
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. It's going to really be fun.
Well, you know, it's a long time coming, John.
Indeed. That still makes me cringe. And you had no idea.
Come on.
You had no idea.
That was a simple, simple mistake.
Yeah, very much so. No. But it wasn't you at all. It had nothing to do with you. But the ball kicking, I suffered over it. Because everybody heard me do it except you. And it's the greatest piece of audio, if I can share it with the audience. We were gushing over Mr. Winkler, Henry, who we love. I grew up loving him. I love him today.
Yeah.
And he said dinner Saturday night, and I accepted before he finished his sentence, which was, what's a good restaurant? And everybody, and I hoped nobody heard me, and then the phone lines are destroying me. This was the audio here. I can't wait to meet you on Friday. Jake's coming out. He's going out Friday or Saturday?
Going out Friday, I think.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Saturday night, dinner.
Yes.
Best restaurant, Kansas City.
It's so bad, Henry.
Yeah, no, I was asking you for a recommendation.
I know.
Listen, here we are in 2019, and it's going to happen. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Too many great conversations on this phone.
You know, I was trying to explain to somebody the other day about you. They were like, why do you think Henry is so nice? And I go, I don't know. He just is. I think he's just who he is as a human being.
I like being alive, John.
Yes, you do, man. You live well. You live beautifully, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some grease paint stains. But
well, you threw your boot.
For the most part, I am just an enchanted fellow.
You threw your boot at your kid.
I did.
That's right.
Well, I threw it. I threw it kind of in her direction, and that was because she was 15 years old. We were at the fishing lodge. I waited because they wanted to go horseback riding in the morning. I waited patiently, like a good dad. We went horseback riding. I am now itching to get to the river, and my daughter is dawdling. And I got a little chafed.
Listen, you had to get out there. There were fish to be caught.
But really?
They wanted
to
be caught.
And, you know, and the river turns off at a certain time. And she was just taking her sweet time. So I got her attention. But the boot never actually got near her.
Of course.
She just took great offense that I threw it in the first place.
I just think about how I was raised by my father. You know, that's a different generation. I'm sure your dad, too. A boot was the best thing you could hope for.
Yeah, that's true. My father kicked me under my desk in my room.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's bad.
And, you know, and that was loving.
Yeah, right? I watched my brother one time tell my dad he couldn't spank him anymore because he'd been told at school you could call 911. My dad said, show me how to do that. And the second he hit 911, my dad grabbed the receiver and hit him on the head with it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. But I have apologized to my daughter for the past 17 years.
Listen, I'm still begging you to adopt me.
Yeah, well, no, that's happening.
Can't wait.
Our oldest son, his house has been overtaken by mold. It is quarantined. So he and his three-legged German Shepherd have moved back into our house.
Is that good? Is that a good thing for right now?
You know what? It's great.
Good.
I mean, there he is. It's wonderful, I must say. Just selfishly, it's fantastic.
That sucks about his house, though, man. That's a hard thing. It takes a minute to get rid of all that, if you can.
Yes, that's true. And I keep suggesting go get your clothes so that the mold doesn't overtake your favorite T-shirt, because that's all you wear. And he doesn't quite have the time to get there.
You are all dad, my friend.
It's true. But so I will see you on that Friday night, you and a friend.
I cannot wait. You'll love her. She's wonderful, and she's so excited to meet you.
Yeah, well, I love you, and I think that is so great. You called her Bubbles, did you not?
No, Sassy. Sassy Von Fancy Pants.
Sassy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. I misheard.
You will laugh.
And then you're going to think about the restaurant.
It's all I think about. I've made four or five choices, changed my mind every time.
Okay.
I'm definitely narrowing the whole thing down. I cannot wait. It's going to be great.
Yeah, us too.
You're such a lovely man. Have
we'll
a great
email,
night.
And we'll talk, and we'll figure out where that is.
You are the beautiful, wonderful Mr. Henry. And thank you for calling me. I'm going to put you on the chain. Hold on. Jake, get that number, please. Hey, remember that time Henry Winkler just called me?
I've never been for once jealous of you. Good for you.
That's right.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Don't ask
Rudy. Rudy. He's going to get the play.
Dummy.
That's
dummy.
Right. It's so true. I'm telling you. I'm running out on the field. Gonna go to dinner with Henry Winkler. I'm going to dinner with Henry Winkler. Can't wait to meet you on Friday. Jake's coming out. He's going out Friday or Saturday?
Going out Friday, I think.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Saturday night, dinner.
Yes.
Best restaurant, Kansas City.
That's so painful, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.